CD.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, from my own experience, I know he's real. I think who it was, Marvin Sapp said he never would have made it.
Never could have made it without you.
Just couldn't have made it.
I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there. I can say, never would have made it. Now I see how you were there for me.
Do I got one witness? Just give me one witness. You never made it if it hadn't been for him. You're stronger.
Aren't
you?
You're
better.
Much better.
Much better.
When I look back over all your broken fields, I can see that you were the one I held on to. And I never, never could have made it. Oh, I never could have made it.
You're much better. You made it through your storms.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah.
You know it was him that was there to carry us through our mess. And for that reason,
yes,
you're wiser.
You're better.
Would have made it, but we made it because of him, because Jesus is real. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We are truly happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to get right into this lesson. Before we do that, we're going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer, and we'll move forward.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor, for both of those directions. Amen. Praise God. Jesus is real and never could have made it without the Lord. We couldn't make it. Scripture I'd like to share is coming from Psalms 139, verses 14, and then verses 23 and 24. So verse 14 says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Verse 23, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Father God, for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we ask that you will bless all those who've asked us to keep them lifted in prayer today, Father God, for you know what they're facing, you know what they're going through, but there's nothing impossible for you, Father God. So, Lord, we ask that you would just touch them, comfort their heart, and help them, Father God, to see, that they will see that they have to put their trust in you, Father God, and you will see them through, you will bring them out, Father God. We ask that you would be with all those that are sick and shut in. The word says, your stripes, we are healed, Father God. So we have to stand on your promises, Father God. And we ask that you continue to touch Evangelist Renee and also Brother Ty and also her son in the name of Jesus, Father God, that they will be totally healed, Father God, and that
yes,
they will give you praise.
Yes,
we ask that you will bless all those, Father God, who are going through a time of bereavement, our pastor and others, Father God, we ask that you will touch them right now in the name of Jesus and comfort their heart. For you said in your word, you will keep me in perfect peace.
Yes.
As long as
yes,
you keep their minds stayed on thee. So, Father God, help them to have a mind to stay on you and to trust you, knowing that you will work things out. You are working things out, and you will give them peace, Father God.
Already,
and
yeah.
Be with those that are troubled in spirit, Father God. Comfort their hearts, Father God. Give them a peace of mind, Father God. Your word just keeps letting us know over and over that we can find peace in you, Father God. So let us have peace as we go through trials and tribulations in our lives, knowing that there is nothing impossible for you to do. So, Father God, we just pray today that you will continue to have your way, that you will continue to bless our pastor, and that the Holy Spirit will guide him and lead him according to your will, Father God. And then bless us, Father, that word, and that those that are listening by internet also, and everyone that has called in, and that we will have this word, and that we will share this word with others. And we just want to say thank you, Lord, and we just ask that you would just open up our hearts and our minds to the word that we're going to receive today. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor. Appreciate it. We have lots to say today, but I want to be open and fair with everybody. So if anybody here have anything they want to share from, yesterday was Thankful Thursday, or anything that's been in your spirit this week, and you would like to share, we want you to engage. It's very important, brothers and sisters. We want you to engage. Because as we get ready to go into 2024, things are going to be different as far as the word at noon is concerned in a lot of ways. First of all, there's going to be a little bit more engagement, people being blessed by your testimony. People being honored by the things that God have did in our lives, and they're hearing it, and I'm getting feedback. You may not be getting some of it, but I am. And the Lord have told me that as we begin 2024, it won't be today, but in Ephesians 4, in 24, he says this, and that ye put on the new man. This is for 2024. This is for 2024. The Lord showed me this, made it real plain to me. He says, you put on the new man, and he put it right here in the scripture. In Ephesians 4 and 20, he says, 24, he says, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. And brother and sister, let me tell you, God is expecting that out of us. He ain't changing his mind. It's not a matter of discussion anymore. That's how he sees us. He sees us through Christ. He sees us that we have the new man on. And God says he's not changing his mind. And with that being said, I just want to, forewarn you, God ain't changed his mind about you. I don't care what lies Satan told, God ain't changed his mind. He loved you more now than he ever loved you. And if you think because you went down, he's going to bring you right back up, God ain't letting you go, okay? Mm-hmm. I'll just tell you that, okay? So you might as well just line up and say, okay, Lord, I'm going to be everything your word says that I am. Listen, dear heart, God is not changing his mind. And when he says he expects for us to be of the new creature, 2024 makes it real plain. We are a new creation in Christ. We are the first being to ever live on earth and can live and be seated in Christ. They didn't do that in the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't. Everything was second-handed. If they talked to God, it had to be through somebody else. But guess what? You can talk to him directly yourself now. Oh, I don't need to pray for you. You can pray for yourself. Yeah? God hear you. He will hear you. Let me tell you. But as we get ready to go into 2024, I just want to tell you all it's going to be a different format. I don't know. God is teaching us to be that new person. And let me tell you what, in the body of Christ, we're going to have to do things a little different in the year 2024. This new format, and this includes everybody, so pay attention. Pay attention. It includes everyone, especially those that attend the Word at Noon on a day-to-day basis. God expects for us to build up one another, to edify one another, to encourage one another in 2024, especially as the time gets. God expects for his body, watch this, God expects for his body to be whole.
Amen.
And he expects us to begin to speak the truth. Well, what is that? The word of God. God doesn't want us to be tossed and to and fro and carried about with every wind and doctrine by the slight of man cunningness. God don't want that anymore. Man is very crafty. Well, I tell you, he's crafty. He is. People say stuff out there, and if you're not careful, you'll believe some of that garbage. You will. I'm telling you. Is that slick? So, God says he have given some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Well, why do we have all these gifts? First of all, understand the gift is yours when you receive it. If you never receive any, it's not your gift. And if there's a time we need to talk about gifts, it's right now. God has given the body of Christ these gifts. The Bible says they are apostles, prophets, evangelists, some pastors, some teacher. They're all on the same level. All the gifts are on the same level. Go run and tell your pastor that. I know the enemy tried to separate it. He tried to show that they're on different levels, different ministry. That's where they want to hook it up. But the Bible is real plain with this. It's real clear. So if you receive, and it's some of the things we're going to be teaching too, because if you just receive that gift, it's yours. Here's Christmas time. If someone give you a sweater, I mean, you do what you want to do with it because it's yours. But that's why it's designed to wear it when you get a little chilly or whatever. It ain't designed to go mop that floor with. It's not designed for that. That sweater is designed for you to wear. Well, so are these gifts. So in 2024, so I said, I've given these gifts, and I want them to use it. And use it properly. Now, these gifts was for the body of Christ. Now, I know some of these people, they want to change the word of God, but God's word is not going to change. That's if you understand it or not. It's not going to change. So forget it. Just like God, he ain't changed his mind about the calling on your life. He ain't changed his mind about what he's going to do for you. God have not changed his mind about any of that stuff. What he expects for us to do is receive that. So he gave us all these gifts. to the body of Christ. It wasn't to your local church, wasn't to your organization. These gifts was to the body of Christ. That's what they're for.
Yeah.
And when you read it and understand it like that, that was why, so we could all become one, to edify one another, build up one another. How I know that? He says, for the perfecting of the saints. See, these, some people want to be an apostle. They want to run out here and talk to sinners. Some prophets want to get out here and prophesy to people that don't even know the Lord. People, stop it, I say. Stop it. That's not what it's for. These gifts is for the body of Christ. It's for the perfecting of the saints. It's real plain. Not sinners. It's for the perfecting of the saints. Well, Pastor, we should be able to use. Yeah, you can do what you want to do. That don't mean it's right. Doesn't mean it's in line with God. God wants these gifts to be used for his children. For those that are saints, not ain'ts, saints. I give you this sweater. Right. You can do what you want to do with that sweater. If you so desire, go mop that floor with it. Yeah, go wash your car with it. It's yours because you received the gift.
Mm-hmm.
But God expects for us to do the right thing. And the Bible says that he gave to the church, the body of Christ. Come out your little building, out of your little zip code, if you will. Come out of your little state, your little county, your little country. Come out of that and look from a world perspective. He gave this for the saints, for the entire world, not just for your 3,000 members building. So some of them ain't saints in there, but it's for the saints. And then the Spirit will tell you who they are. And it's for this purpose, if you will. It's for this purpose. It's for the edifying of the body of Christ. Why? Until we all come into the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So therefore, we henceforth need to no more be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind and doctrine and slight of men's cunning and craftiness, whereby they lie. I watch people on YouTube. Them folks, they did that for the money. It's people out there right now. They only practicing, and I'm going to tell you like this, they practicing religion. You know why they doing it? For the money. It's some people, if they don't get a dime, they ain't preaching. Let me tell you what Paul said. So you got to understand this. When you understand it from this perspective, Paul says, I therefore a prisoner of the Lord. And I'm urging you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. He says, look at here. I'm a prisoner. You know what that means? When you are prisoners, you got to do what the warden say. Preach, trying to do the best you can.
Amen.
When the warden say you go, you go. When the warden say sleep, you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't talking about the captain. Ain't talking about the jailer. When you are a prisoner, you have a number. Well, I'm not going there today. But a prisoner have numbers. Now, when you're in prison, you are limited to everything. We as Christians, believers, I'm just going to say believers, we're limited because we're prisoners of God. So when you understand that you're a prisoner, here's what you got to do. You got to walk with lowliness. You got to be meek. God expects for us to walk in meekness, long-suffering. Somebody say, how long is long-suffering? Long suffering is till the suffering is over. A lot of times you got to put up with gossip. Yeah, you know, but hey, you just got to find a way to tune it out. It's long suffering. Got to suffer with it. Got to forbear one another in love. And always to keep the unity of the spirit in the bound of peace. Now, why am I telling you all this stuff? Because of Revelation. We were there yesterday. I'm going to touch on it just a little bit. But you need to know this. Brothers and sisters, we're getting eternally ready, man. You got to know that. You got to know that you are getting eternally ready. And if you hadn't heard lately, Christ is coming back. Oh, I know they're talking about him being born. You know, that's what the world does. Want to keep you in this little cycle. And if you don't ever break out, you're going to always believe that, okay, this time of the year, Christ is born. Christ ain't no baby. Take him out the manger. Mm-hmm. He ain't no baby no more. A full-grown God have took his place back into his rightful seat as the Lamb of God. And he wants us to get ready so we can be with him for eternity. And in the book of Revelations, that 14th chapter, I think it was the 13th verse, it said, and I heard a voice saying unto me, write. Now I want y'all to hear this. Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord. From henceforth, yea, said the Spirit, that ye may rest from thy labor and thy works. Thy works do follow them. Well, what works? What I'm telling you, edifying the body of Christ, believing the word of God, teaching people to be meek, teaching people to be humble. These are your works. You've been long-suffering. That's works. Guess what? That's going to follow you when you leave here. Oh, yes, you're leaving here. I know some of you got real comfortable and think this is home forever. Sorry, you're going to leave up out of here one day. So Revelation says, we are blessed if you die in the Lord. Have you heard that lately?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you want to be in Christ, because that means you're blessed. You're going to be happy. You're going to have a sense of security. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you'll know. Who want to die miserable? Well, if you die in the Lord, the Bible is saying here, if you die in the Lord, like right now, go ahead on and die and be resurrected in the Lord right now. And let's go ahead on and settle that issue that you are blessed because you die in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And as you die in the Lord, the Spirit is saying that they may rest from their labor and their works do follow them. Now, I know some people hadn't heard this. Everything you do going to follow you. So why not your works? Mm-hmm. So when the Bible talks about works here, that's why we was created for good works. Want me to take you there? Want me to show you the paper over in Ephesians? God did this for you. That's a gift. He created us for good works. How did he do that? These works was created in Christ Jesus. You know, the Bible says, I think it's Ephesians 1, God did this, man. He created us for good works, brothers and sisters. So let's get it right, okay? Let's go ahead on and get it right. Remember, in the second chapter, I love it because he says, he quickened who were dead in trespasses and in sin. And it was then that God went on and made it right with us that we be created after he brought us our spirit back alive And we began to see him now and see what he did through Christ Jesus. The Bible says that he quickened our spirit. He made our spirit come alive and realize, wait a minute, we ought to be committed to the Lord. Why? Because when you die in the Lord, your works are going to follow you. He created us for a good work. Help me, Jesus. Yeah. Let me go show these people.
Amen.
The Bible says, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. That's what the Bible says. For good works. Yeah, you've been created for to do a good work. And that good work is in Christ, which God before ordained that we should walk in them. Isn't that great? I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome myself that God want us in that good work. He created us to do this good work. So these are the works that's going to follow you. So when you read Revelation, know that this is the work he's talking about. It's going to follow you. The works that he created in you for you to do. And what is that you to do? Go back to Ephesians and you'll see it, man. This is the work that he wanted us to do. He wanted us in Ephesians 4 to edify and build up the body. That's the good work. But anyway, I'm looking forward to the year 2024. God has put some things in my spirit, and I'm planning on sharing it with you. I can tell you to get ready, get ready, get ready. For sure get ready, because God's getting ready to do a new thing. And that's why I read 24, because he says that in 24, that we're to put on that new man for this new year. And that's verse 24, the fourth chapter. And right now, we're at a time where if anybody have anything they want to share, press 1, we'll let you in. And we'll go from there. Hallelujah. Anyone?
Press, I just want to read Ephesians 4 and verses 20 through 24, reading from the Message Bible. It says, but that's no life for you. You learn Christ. My assumption is that you have paid careful attention to him, been well instructed in the truth, precisely as we have it in Jesus. Since then, we do not have the excuse of ignorant everything. I do mean connected with that old way of life has to go. It's rotten through and through. Get rid of it and then take on an entirely new way of life, a God-fashioned life, a life renewed from the inside and working itself into your conduct as God accurately reproduces his character in you. Amen. That was from
Amen.
The Message Bible.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Anyone else?
God bless.
Hallelujah. Anyone else? Okay. This Evangelist Renee.
trust you, no matter God. Mr. Dale, Mr. Beasley, all the saints. Standing on my word, on my scripture, by his stripes, I am healed. It's not going to be my time. It's going to be his time. And I'm going to be patient and just wait for nobody to be healed.
Amen.
I've caught this COVID. I avoided it for 3 years. But it finally got me. So I ask the saints to pray for me, and I'll continue to pray for you. Amen.
Yeah. And amen.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Amen. We continue to believe God that his will be done in your life. That's going to be another new thing I'm praying. I'm praying that God's will be done. I'm not fighting God any longer. I just want God's will done in our lives, all of our lives. Because, see, God knows. Yeah. He knows what's best for you.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, you know, I'm going to tell you, the Bible says people ought to have a different perspective even on death. Paul said to live is Christ, to die is gain. Then he see the benefit in dying. Some people try to, I just want to live. No, I'm not planning on living forever. If the Lord take me up out of here tonight, I'm all right. Because I know I'm going to be happy. The Bible says I'm going to be blessed in my death. When I die, I'm going to be one happy soul. Don't even moan. Don't even cry for me, y'all. I'm telling you. Because the Bible says I'm going to be blessed. I'm going to be happy because I'm going to die in the Lord. And the little stuff I did here is going to follow me.
Amen.
So God pushed me to the side and said, okay, let me see some of your works. Yes, you did pray. Yes, you did edify. But I want to see some of them works that I created you for. And the works that he created us for is to lay hands on the sick, to call those things to be not as though they were, to edify one another, to long suffering, you see, bear one another's burden. Yeah, we got to submit to one another. Ain't no big eyes and little U's. I know folks want that to be, but it ain't so. God doesn't operate like that in the new creation. Now, he did, but in the new, we all are one. God came down and made himself one like us. He humbled himself. So we need to do the same thing. Jesus didn't come here being like that high priest of old. He said, hey, y'all, look at, yes, I am a high priest. And yes, I'm greater than that. But I want to identify with my brothers and sisters. Came here and lived like a man. Ate like a man.
Mm-hmm.
Walked like a man. Cried like a man, humbled himself like a man, and prayed like a man. He did a whole lot of manly things. And then he stopped dying like any man and cared for the thief that was on the other side. He was resurrected like a man. He wanted to identify with mankind. And then he told the Father, into thine hand I commend my spirit. Yeah. Jesus was human and he was divine. He was as much God as he was man. And then he was much man as he was God.
Yeah.
I got a witness here. At the Lazarus grave, the Bible says he wept. And then at the Lazarus grave, I mean, that was all that man stuff came out of him. He stepped out the man frame and went over there into the son frame. And he ordered his resurrection by saying, loose him and let him go. And he just didn't call him anything. He called him by name, Lazarus. Come forth.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He was human and he was divine.
Yeah.
He was so much human until he asked them to grab bread. And they was able to grab him and put him in rows of 50. And he took the bread like any human would take it. The 5 barley loaves and the 3 fish. Then he turned around and jumped into the divine person. And bread became bread. Fish became fish. Bread became more bread. Bread became more bread. Began to distribute to the disciples. Soon they pass them out. Boom, they come back. They're still working on that same loaf, that same bread, that same fish.
Yeah.
And after the 5,000 was fed, the miracle took place.
Mm-hmm.
See, the miracle didn't take place until after the 5,000 was fed. If you thought feeding them 5,000, that wasn't a miracle. The miracle happened because he had 12 baskets left. You go figure. Mm-hmm. You do the math. Started with 3 and 5 and end up with 12. That's the miracle. Now, what that says to me, he still got more healing for you. He still got more delivering for you. I don't know who I'm talking to. It ain't done with you yet.
Thank
he got
you,
some
Lord.
More stuff for you. It's in the 12 bag. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Anyone else? Well, we're going to look to hear from you guys Christmas Eve. That's going to be the review. And look forward to seeing all of you all.